It's the Agribusiness Report.
Well, first of all, let's look at the vehicle they use, the Congressional Review Act.
USDA proposing beef imports from Paraguay. Kent Backus is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
It's one of those powers that Congress has where within a short time period after a rule or regulation goes into effect, Congress can pass a resolution that discourages that or that, you know, condemns it, whatever you want to call it, negatively views that regulation. And if it is passed by both the House and the Senate and signed by the president, then that resolution or that regulation becomes null and void. And the agency can never promulgate another regulation that, you know, mimics what that previous regulation was. So, you know, that's an important tool, and it's not commonly used. Part of that is because it's so difficult to get the House and Senate to agree on anything. But for this example, this was a pretty important use of this tool. So what happened was there was such an outcry from the cattle sector, from the U.S. cattle sector, because we didn't agree with the process that USDA used to approve Paraguay. And because of that, you had 70 senators that stepped up and said, you know what, we agree with what the industry is saying. We don't think USDA's process was as thorough as it should have been. And because of that, we're condemning this rule and we want USDA to roll it back. So the fact that we were able to get 70 senators from, you know, both Republican and Democrat ranks to agree on this was huge. I mean, you had everyone from essentially Ted Cruz to Bernie Sanders that supported this. And when are you really going to find, you know, senators from that broad of a spectrum to agree on something? So, you know, when we asked the Senate to engage on this, and there was really a strong outcry from the countryside to do that, it's because we reviewed the process that USDA had used. When USDA initially proposed the rule to allow Paraguay to have access to the U.S. market, they posted posted some economic assessments. They posted some other reviews. It basically said that there's minimal risk to the U.S. market. Now, that risk assessment, everything that they had published, was on the food safety side. We didn't really have any issues there because they were very thorough. They were very, very transparent with the information. And by all means, it looked like, you know, like Paraguay does provide an equivalent level of safety on the food safety side of it. Well, with that said, the Food Safety Inspection Service had been down there to confirm Paraguay's claims, and they'd been down there within the last couple of years. So it was current. However, on the animal health side, very different story, because the risk assessment that APHIS used was based off of site visits from 2014 and 2008. There had been no recent site visits in over a decade. So all we were asking USDA to do was to hold off on this and don't proceed with this until we can actually have government auditors down there to confirm all of Paraguay's claims.
Kent Backus, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on the Agribusiness Report.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. That's 800-725-5682.